The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Live from the basement of the Sub High atop Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. I'll say hi to my parents. They're listening. I don't think anybody else is. I'm not getting any other texts tonight, that's for sure. So yeah, hi to them. Thank you for tuning in. I gotta go all the way back to the start of the show for songs because I forgot in the last break. Again, show favorites tonight. Start off with Rusty from 1997. That was Empty Cell. I love that song. I remember hearing it on The Zone. They're really good. I remember at least when I used to listen to them more, like, they were really good at bringing back old songs. From many years, so they played it. I think they played it in like 2009. I was really, really pleased. After that was Tapes and Tapes, Hang Them All from Walk It Off, and then Tambourines, Cherry's Jubilee. That was the opening set, and then that set we just heard. That was that set. Start off with Deerhoof. That was Right. That's I don't know if that's my favorite song ever or Armageddon. I'm really not sure. And then after that was the Sheaves. It's funny about the Sheaves. They're like Onion to me now, the German band Onion. Because their first like EP record had some good songs on it. But yeah, I don't know. They seem to have wandered off a bit. It's too bad about their new record. Same with Onion. It's too bad. The second record's really critical, you know. Especially when you get people's attention like they did. Boy, I don't know. I wanted more from them. Hopefully they will turn things around. Then it was Collate. That's a band that got better. That was from Generative Systems. I think that was from last year. That's a good record. Generative Systems, probably, I think besides Eels, the Being Dead record, I probably played the most songs off that record. I think I played like 5 songs off the Collate record. And then Kikidza. That was To You off of 5. I love that song. That's a great song. There was Printhead, Happy Happy. That didn't really fit, but it kind of went into the Wombo song after with the bass line. Slab from Wombo, that was from... They put out an EP. I think it was Slab EP or something like that, because their album, they put it a full length. It didn't really work, and then they put out an EP. That's a great song. And you go back to before, they had a really good song when they first came out as well. They do cool things. They're from Louisville. They tour a lot. They were at Flood Island. They're a good band. That was Water From Your Eyes. That's by My Product from Everyone's Crushed. That was their super hyped record. I think that was from last year or the year before. I don't know. I really liked Structure, the record before that. That's a really, really cool record. That one, it's catchy. Like, it's candied up. It's like they got Brendan O'Brien. Came back from the 90s and produced it or something like that. There's Naked Roommate. That was Lou Boys from their self-titled first one. They have a new record out. It's okay. And then New Chance. That was a live version of To the Edge from New Chance. It was from a sampler. Oh my goodness, what label was that? I would have to look that up. I'm really caught out of position here. Some label had a sampler. It's a song from New Chance. And then, Telephone Explosion, probably. I would have to go with Telephone Explosion. Yeah, that was Lee Paradise and that label. There's Baby Baby Explorers, great band from... Wow, all these bands in this set that have kind of not followed stuff up, because they put out good releases and not followed it up. There's Baby Baby Explorers, Can from Food Near Me, Weather Tomorrow. Again, the B-side of that record's great. It was probably my favorite record of 2023. I think they're really innovative. I really do. They'll turn it around, too. I have faith in all these artists. They'll figure it out. And then the set finished up. That was Chinese American Bear covering Elephant, the Tame Impala song. So that was pretty cool. I'm playing alternative music tonight, apparently. That seems to be what I'm doing. I want to talk quickly, though, about... They're changing all the... there's a... you know, they've been phasing in LED streetlights in and around Greater Vancouver. I've noticed that they've done a lot out here in Burnaby, and they're doing it. They've done it really aggressively in my section of Vancouver, like in the northeast of Vancouver, in the northeast quadrant. And it's really changed the way things look. Like, things look different now at night. And there used to be, like, you go to the neighborhoods that still have the old lights, like the old halogen ones, and it's just, the light is, like, kind of peachy. You know, there's this kind of peachy, fuzzy peach, yellowy tinge to them. And it's just, I think it's tied to a lot of memory. I think it's tied to memories of being out at night and stuff like that. And it really, I remember I was reading about always Toronto stuff. There's always a battle going on about something urban in Toronto. And I remember reading about, I remember growing up there and being in the city, and in the city proper, like in the old city, the lights were like really early Edison technology, and they were extremely, extremely white, like the light that came out of it. So you can think of incandescent bulbs, like just blasting out like really white light. And it really, it colors a lot of memories from my time, you know, from that time. And and then when they were going to change it there, when they're going to the LEDs, they insisted on going with this white color. Like, they were not happy. They had to make sure that they tried to replicate the same sort of color that they've always had with the streetlights there, just to try and keep the character. And now we got their LEDs. So how about that? I think that's Western alienation. I think that's what they call it. So these are Toronto's LEDs. This is what they insisted on having. So now we get their LEDs and the lights look different at night. So, wow. Yeah, traffic and weather. I already did that. Traffic is pretty good. North Shore bridges. You got to watch out for those. Weather stays the same. Same every day right now. Change coming up probably later on next week. It's kind of chilly. Yeah, same spots are bad. Like, North Shore Bridge is not great. And then East-West Connector going westbound is not great. However, not bad. Oak Street's gotten better. Maybe they've wrapped up some of the construction there. So, yeah, alternative music. I'm going to go back to playing more. And so I got to cue something. I'm scatterbrained here. So all queued up now. So enjoy.